Look at this. And on his vesture, on his tallit, on his cloak, and on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus was a rabbi. He wore the tallit. When he comes back for us, he's going to be wearing the tallit. And he got a name where? On his cloak and where else? On his thigh. Well, how does a name get on his thigh? When I'm riding a horse, baby. When I'm riding a horse, the name of God is on my thigh. The tzitzit. He comes back with the tallit. And as he sits on the horse, the tzitzit rests on his thigh. He's got a name on his cloak and on his thigh. If I could just touch. If I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us for the conclusion of If I Can Touch the Hem of His Garment. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of If I Can Touch the Hem of His Garment.
My name's not James Brown. Huh? All right. This is a prayer shawl. Actually, it's called in the Hebrew a tallit. And on this tallit, you will see these tzitzis, these four corners. Now, this is what the average Jewish person or Jewish man would wear today if they were teaching in the synagogue or when there is a holy day. Some of the men wear it when they get married. But you'll notice that it's there as a reminder. And that every time they put this on, that they are reminded by these four corners that they have the law of God and they have to do the law of God and that they are holy unto the Lord. And so they wear that and they understand that. And as you think about this, you know, there's some powerful concepts that are going on here. And the fact is that Jesus was a rabbi. And in his day, he didn't have one like this. This is a Jewish prayer shawl. This is called a tallit. But in Jesus' day, he probably had these four tzitzis attached to his garment. And so when the lady says, if I could touch the hem of his garment, she was saying, if I could just touch one of those tzitzis. Now, what's significant about the tzitzit? Well, let's continue on. We see the first thing that's significant about the tzitzit is that the tzitzit represented the word of God, all right? It represented the word of God. This is deep. And I don't have time to explain it and break it down, but if you go online and research tzitzit, it's spelled up there for you. If you go research it, it's a powerful teaching that it would take me about an hour to explain. So, you know, you ever see when those people on TV are making a meal and they tell you, here's all the ingredients, and then they go and pull it out of the oven? Okay, well, you know, I'm telling you the ingredients, and I'm pulling it out of, this is pulling it out of the oven, right? All right? But the tzitzit represented the word of God. The four corners of the tallit, or this prayer shawl, they have holes in them right here. These holes have four strings or tzitzis that go through them. The tzitzit is a intricately wove system of knots. This is powerful. The numerical value of tzitzit in the Hebrew is 600. Now again, I know that's out there. And then when you take the number of strings and the number of knots, they're 13. Each one of these fringes represents the 613 laws that Moses gave. So whenever Jesus was walking by, that this tzitzit represented the law of God. And remember in Numbers he said that not only that you remember them, but you do them. So the Jewish person that wears the prayer shawl, the Jewish person in Jesus' day that wore the tzitzit, that they would know as they walked along and looked down, it would be a continual reminder that they were to remember the word of God and they were to do the word of God. So these tzitzits represent the word of God. But more powerful than that, I think, if you go to the next slide, the tzitzit represents the name of God. Again, I don't have time to get into the teaching. I mean, it's a powerful teaching. But again, if you go on and do research, if you want to research it, or if you email me, I'll send you the research on this. But in the tzitzit is woven not only the 613 commandments that Moses gave. Now this is intentional, right? This is not like accident. This is intentional. But in the tzitzit is woven the name Yahweh, the name of God. So on that day, whether this lady realized it or not, this lady who had this issue of blood, whether she realized it or not, this lady who was dealing with this problem for 12 years, whether she realized it or not, she said, if I could just, watch this. She said, if I could just touch the word of God and the name of God, I'll be healed. If I could just grab a hold, now I know that Jesus is the Messiah, and I know that he's got healing. As a matter of fact, in Malachi, it said, this is deep too, that the four corners actually are called, guess what? Guess what they're called? Anybody know? Wings. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wings or the shadow of the Almighty. Malachi said that the Messiah would come and he would have healing in his wings. And so this lady realized that Jesus had healing power, but she realized more than that, and that is, if I could just touch him, that not only can I get healing, and again, there's nothing magical about these tzitzits. There's nothing, they're just ropes that are boarded together, but it's what they represented. And they represented the word of God, and they represented the name of God. And I don't know what problem you're going through today, but maybe if you get to the point where you're as desperate as this lady is, or as desperate as this lady was, that you will say to yourself, if I could just get to Jesus, if I could just get to the word, if I could just get to the name of God. Now, the word talit comes from two Hebrew words. Tal, which means tent, and leaf, which means little. And so the talit is actually a little tent. Well, what was the big tent? Oh, yeah, you got it. The tabernacle in the wilderness. And what did they do in the tabernacle in the wilderness? What did they do? God said in Exodus chapter 25, verse 3 or 8, build me a tabernacle that my people may come and what? Worship me. This is the place I meet with God. This is the tent. This is the little tent, the tabernacle, where I can meet with God, the talit. And you know, it says And I researched this out, and I wouldn't say this if I didn't know this from, and you know, when I do research, I try to get more than one person listen to something. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses a thing is established. So I studied this out, and there was not only two or three, but there was a multitude, abundance of people saying, you know what Paul said? That he was a tent maker, and we normally ascribe that to making tents. Well, they say he wasn't talking about tents. Paul was a tallit maker. He made tallit. And that's what he did for a living. Because he understood the power of the tzitzit. And he understood that in the tzitzit was represented the word of God and the name of God. The Pharisees, they were religious folk, right? And they wanted to brag on how religious they were. So remember what Jesus said in Matthew 23 and verse 5? He said, the Pharisees enlarged their phylacteries and what? Increased their borders. So they had what? They had big tzitzis. Because they wanted to walk around and they had tzitzis, man, that hung on the ground and they had to drag along because they wanted people to see how religious and how spiritual they were. But this lady, she realized something. If I could touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. If I could touch the hem of his garment, that I will be able to touch the name of God. So as I wind this down, what do you need today? You can find it in the power of the tzitzit, in the name of God. If you put up that next slide. In my book that I'm writing on prayer, there's a section in there that's entitled, How to Pray God-Focused Prayers. And when you pray, you need to focus on God. And as you focus on God, then you realize that I'm grabbing hold to the hem of his garment. What's in the tzitzit? The name of God. The name Yahweh is in the tzitzit. And so if I'm feeling rejected or lonely, like Hagar, when Abraham put her out, and she had to go out in the wilderness, and she was all alone in the wilderness, and she was feeling lonely and rejected, who appeared to her but El Roy, the God who sees. And so Hagar was there and she said, if I could just touch El Roy, everything's going to be all right. Brother George said it this morning, that Christmas, this time of the year, is a time of loneliness for a lot of people. And why is it lonely? Because loved ones that had been with them in previous years are no longer here. And the years that they spent celebrating these holidays together and the special memories that they established, that the person that they shared them with is no longer here. So it becomes a lonely time. I just want to let you know today that if you are experiencing loneliness, then you need to reach out for the name of God. And you need to hold on to El Roy, just like he saw Hagar in the wilderness. He saw her loneliness. He saw her rejection. God sees your loneliness. God sees your rejection. When people reject you, when people put you down, God sees, and God comes alongside of you, and he comes alongside to strengthen. All you got to do is say, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. If I could touch the hem of his garment. Maybe you need strength today. You need El Shaddai. The word Shaddai actually means large-breasted. And it says that God is El Shaddai. He is the large-breasted one. Well, what does that mean? What do you do with the breast? The baby nurses off of the breast. And just like that baby nurses off of the breast and receives strength and grows, God says that I am El Shaddai, that you can receive nourishment from me. You can receive strength from me. Do you need physical strength today? Do you need spiritual strength today? Oh, you know, Psalm 91, again, you know what the word is there? Psalm 91, he that abideth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Guess what the word is there? El Shaddai. That God will take you under his tent. He'll nurse you. His strength. A lot of people are weak. A lot of people are struggling. It's good to know that you can go to God, that the name of God is represented, and you can say, if I could just grab a hold of the hem of his garment, that I'll be strengthened. El Shaddai. Jehovah Jireh, or Yahweh. I like the word Yahweh. Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide. When Abraham was getting ready to offer up Isaac and he found that ram in the bush, and he recognized God as Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide. What do you need today? Wisdom, finances, material needs, whatever the case might be. Are you trying to touch the hem of his garment today? Jehovah Jireh will provide what you need. Maybe you're here and you're experiencing defeat and discouragement, and you need Yahweh Nisi. The Lord is your banner. The Lord will give you the victory. Are you lacking discipline today? God will give you the victory. Are you dealing with drugs today? God will give you the victory. Are you struggling with pornography today? There's victory in Yahweh Nisi. Just got to grab a hold of him. See, the problem is you haven't been bleeding for 12 years. You haven't been isolated and ostracized. You can still laugh and joke and fellowship with people. You can still go on about your business. But when you get as desperate as that lady who had the issue of blood, you will say, if I could just touch it. If I could just get to it, I know I'll be healed. Maybe you're dealing with death today. In the last week, we've had two members of our church that have passed away. And you need Yahweh Shalom. You need to know that the Lord is your peace. Maybe you're fearful. Maybe you got a diagnosis from the doctor that has left you uncertain about your life. It's left you uncertain about your health. And you don't know, things are happening in your body and you don't know what in the world is going on. You have no idea. You better find out how to get to Jehovah Shalom. Yahweh Shalom. You better find out how to get that peace. Because you'll go crazy trying to figure that thing out yourself. Yes, yes. You'll be ready, like Brother George said. People taking their lives. Because they have no hope and they can't figure it out. I'm here to tell you today that if you'll come under the wings of Jesus and hold on, that he will give you peace. Not only that, but we see here Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. That means that the Lord will fight my battles. You out there trying to fight it. You out there trying to fight your own battles. What did Moses say? Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. You out here, you're frustrated. You're out here losing sleep. You out here getting wrinkles and gray hairs because you're trying to fight the battle. You better let Yahweh Sabaoth fight that battle for you. Now let me show you something powerful. Turn to Revelation 19. Let me show you something powerful. Revelation 19. Revelation 19. I'm going to preach a message one time from Revelation 19 when Jesus comes back. You know, during the tribulation, The Antichrist is going to be persecuting God's people. But at the end, Jesus comes back. And when he comes back, he's going to wipe them out. And I'm going to preach a message one of these days. It's going to be titled, "My Boyfriend's Back and There's Going to Be Trouble." Revelation 19, verse 11. "And I saw heavens open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name that no man written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies that were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that it is he who should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and tread out the winepress and the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God." Look at this. "And on his vesture, on his tallit, on his cloak, and on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Jesus was a rabbi. He wore the tallit. When he comes back for us, he's going to be wearing the tallit. And he got a name where? On his cloak and where else? On his thigh. Well, how does the name get on his thigh? When I'm riding a horse, baby. When I'm riding a horse, the name of God is on my thigh. The tzitzit. He comes back with the tallit. And as he sits on the horse, the tzitzit rests on his thigh. He's got a name on his cloak and on his thigh. If I could just touch. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. Let me finish. Are you traveling? Do you need guidance today? You need to see Yahweh Roy. You need spiritual growth. You need to see Yahweh Makadosh. You need salvation. Or you praying for somebody that needs salvation. Or maybe somebody that's incarcerated. Or maybe somebody that's backslidden. You need to see Yahweh Sitkanah. What about, again, dealing with death? You need to see Yahweh Shammah, the Lord who is present. Often think about this, and not that I'm ready to go home and be with the Lord, but I often think about how are those last moments? I mean, we can stand and look at somebody that's dying, right? But how are the last moments for that person? And as I think about when that time comes for me, I think about that song, "Abide With Me." And in the song, there's two perspectives. The first perspective is when you watch somebody else that may be leaving this world, or maybe you're having problems yourself. The songwriter said, "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When others' helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Abide, stay close to me, Yahweh Shammah, to me. Be present." And then the songwriter says, "Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes, shining through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's mornings break." That means you left this earth. "And earth's vain shadows flee."
Thank you for joining us on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged. Join us tomorrow for the first half of The Favor of God, Part 1. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of If I Can Touch the Hem of His Garment, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request If I Can Touch the Hem of His Garment, or program number 111120. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request If I Can Touch the Hem of His Garment, or program number 111120. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.